From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Friday. It is with relief that we have reached the end of yet another week of Trump 2.0. And instead of talking about Donald Trump to kick off this show, let's do a fun bit of interviewing. And also, of course, it is Free Ticket Friday, where we're going to give away some tickets to the Brewers versus the Cubs, a game on July 28th at 6:40 p.m. The Brewers looking to be in the run for first place in the division coming off the All-Star break. You're going to want those tickets. I'm going to drop the word to win for Free Ticket Friday very soon. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Remember, you've got to text in that word via the Civic Media app to get qualified to win. So stay tuned, Free Ticket Friday. And in the spirit of fun and progress, I'm so very privileged and humbled to be joined for this first half hour of our program this afternoon by Wisconsin State Representative Robin Vining of Assembly District 13. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Representative. It's a real pleasure to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And let's start out with the big news that you made yesterday. Oh my goodness, announcing a Senate run. Congratulations on your announcement. And let's ask the most obvious point in this political environment. Why throw yourself into what promises to be quite a contested, potentially kind of ugly Senate race? What's motivating you to step up for yet another and different elected office?
People matter and they are worth fighting for. I mean, the long story of my time in office, I want to fully fund the public schools. I want to fight for affordable health care. I want to end gun violence. I want to tackle this unaffordable housing crisis that we have. Like, we've got to combat climate change. And we know that Republican lawmakers have been blocking us at every turn now for 7 years for me. And we have a shot here. It's going to be difficult, but we have a shot to flip the Senate. And if we can take the majority, we can do good things for Wisconsinites. So to me, it's worth the fight.
It occurs to me, having come off what was a really grueling biennial budget debate, the Assembly and Senate Republicans very slow to recognize they needed Democrats to actually get a budget across the finish line. Democrats were able to achieve some concessions. And listen, some improvements, some Democrats critical of some of the elements of the budget, certainly very difficult to get all that we know that should be done for working people and families in the state of Wisconsin. And it is very clear that in order to get more done for working people, your Senate race is going to be key to reestablishing a more level playing field between the parties here in the state, to bring Republicans to a more fair and just compromise position, to create more leverage, in fact, instead of having to start a few feet behind the starting line. Do you see that as a clear imperative for your Senate race as well?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, in all of my budget communications, I've talked about what was good in the budget and what was bad. I voted against the budget. It wasn't good enough for my district. I didn't receive a single contact from a constituent that was for that final budget. But there were also good things. Fundamentally, however, we were on a Republican playing field. We were negotiating on a Republican playing field. And one of the reasons to run for the state Senate seat is to flip the state Senate so that we can get off that Republican playing field. The Republican playing field has been bad for Wisconsin families. And I would like to get us to a place where the Wisconsin government just doesn't work for Republican lawmakers, special interests, but for actually for Wisconsin families.
ironic, of course, that you say that. I will plug my own intro for the show that everybody just heard, because I talk about that all the time, is this idea, the difference between rhetoric and results. I don't know a politician that gets up and says, you know, I'm going to enact a whole series of policies and adopt budgets that really screw the middle class and working people and make it harder for you to make ends meet. That's not what they can say. But the reality of the Republican-controlled legislature in this state has been, frankly, despite all the rhetoric, results that have made it harder for working people, harder for the middle class, harder for families. And every single inch of progress that we've made has been despite all of that opposition, where they seem to do the bidding of mega corporations in this state and their donors without hesitation. You were the first Democrat to flip a legislative seat in some of the most gerrymandered maps, frankly, in the country back in 2018 when you ran for your representative seat for the 13th district. What was the key to that success? What do you take from that moving into your Senate race?
Well, the key to the success of us winning in 2018 is that candidates don't beat gerrymandering, communities do. The key to the success in 2018 was that I was surrounded by a community of people who wanted change. They wanted their voices heard in Madison, and they were willing to work hard and fight for it. So I was one of many people that worked to flip the 14th Assembly District in 2018. I flipped the 14th in 2018. I flipped the 13th in 2024. So I flipped now two-thirds of our Senate district. And we've done that really together. That has been a community effort. That's who I am. I want the community voice heard. I want to go fight for people at the Capitol. The voice of the people matters to me. I believe that the will of the people is the law of the land in Wisconsin. It should be. It's not right now, but it should be. And we've got to get to a place where we can make that a reality again.
Again, a point that I've talked about frequently on this show, that one of the measures by which I judge a democracy's health is whether or not we see enacted into law those things which the vast swaths of us agree about, regardless of what, whether we put an R or a D or an I or a none of the above behind our names. There are certain things, especially in Wisconsin, and I think so much more that we agree about as Wisconsinites than the artificial separation that I think the MAGAs, frankly, tend to exploit. So incredibly important there. You've shared a bit of your personal story that I think is really important, because it tells and it shows people that you understand the challenges that they're facing. I want folks to get to know you a little bit better. If you would like to share a little bit of what got you interested in elected office in the first place, and some of those personal experiences that you bring to bear when you're looking at what policies will serve your district in Wisconsin best.
Sure. So my Wisconsin political story really starts back in 2011 when we marched around the Capitol to oppose, really divide and conquer politics and the underfunding of public schools and the attack on workers. So that's where my story begins. I'm married to a professor. I have two kids who were in school, and I had a little boy who was desperately terrified. He was about to lose his librarian because she was really the window to his world of books that he loved so much. And I'm the daughter of a public school teacher. And so those attacks on public schools back from the Republican lawmakers back in 2011, led me to my first protest. And I marched around the Capitol with a Love Wins sign. I wasn't sure what to write on a poster board as I was walking out the door. I guess I should carry a sign. And I quickly grabbed some old poster board out of the garage and I think children's finger paints and quickly like drew on it as we were leaving. I was like, what do I want to say? And to me, it was to oppose divide and conquer politics, to set a better vision for Wisconsin. And that's what Love Wins. Love Wins is really opposition to divide and conquer politics, to dividing the people that you have sworn to serve in an attempt to conquer them, offends me at my core. And so there's that piece. That's the Wisconsin political start. But even before that, I was a a mom who was, I was pregnant and I was kicked off my health insurance, my private health insurance, and had a Medicaid pregnancy and a Medicaid baby and postpartum coverage in Medicaid. And I wanted to make sure that no woman is ever like losing her health insurance because she's pregnant ever again. And right now the ACA does protect that in most circumstances. But I've written a bill to make sure if the ACA were to go away, as the Republican lawmakers keep threatening us they want to do, to protect pregnancy coverage. I do anticipate actually that bill coming out next week. And so, I mean, being a mom who loses their health insurance while pregnant is terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And so that hits at the core for me. I know what it's like to benefit from postpartum healthcare coverage. And so I will fight with every fiber of my being that we pass postpartum Medicaid expansion. It is critical that we pass this. Women are dying in the state of Wisconsin, preventable deaths. And the fact that Wisconsin is one of only two states, just us and Arkansas, that haven't passed this is unconscionable to me. And so that is deeply rooted in my life experience. And I want to get it done.
Folks, if you're just joining us, I am joined this half hour by Representative Robin Vining. She represents the Assembly District 13, just announced yesterday her run for the state Senate. You said something that I think is so important, and you said candidates don't defeat gerrymandering, communities do. And again, I think by sharing some of your personal stories, people can see, hey, this lady understands where I'm coming from, can actually feel some of my pain. I've got a really big picture question for you, and we can return to it. We've just got about a minute left in this particular segment. Here's my big picture question. Given the opportunities that Democrats, centrists, progressives, and folks that truly and in good faith care about Wisconsin families, the opportunity that is presenting itself here in the state of Wisconsin in 2026, do you think that it is important for Democrats to articulate some very clear working folks, middle class policy proposals to unify around going into 2026? Because again, we're a big tent party. There are some differences of opinion about what we should be prioritizing. Are there some things that we can actually all get behind and message to all Wisconsinites that Democrats are about in this state?
I do. And I think that starts now. I mean, that's part of the benefit of a longer campaign. We have more time to ensure that we are casting vision that people can like latch on to. It's also more time to listen, though. So we do have a big tent. So we need to hear from people. We know we're hearing from people that housing is unaffordable. We know we're hearing from people that the public schools aren't funded enough. You know, these are all like, and so we need to spend the next year A, casting vision, and B, listening, make sure that the vision that we're casting is accurate.
How is she going to listen to you? Our conversation with Representative Robin Vining continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.